For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. If Democrats want to derail President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, they'll probably need the vote of Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins, a supporter of reproductive rights. Now, she has praise for Judge Brett Kavanaugh's resume.
Judge Kavanaugh is clearly a judge with impressive credentials and extensive experience.
Democrats have been focusing on a law review article Brett Kavanaugh wrote in 2009. It said a president should not face criminal investigation while in office and instead be impeached for wrongdoing. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is suspicious.
No investigation of a president.
West Virginia's Joe Manchin said he had no issue with the article and he was going to keep an open mind. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I'm so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jeff, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
President Trump landed in Brussels for the annual NATO summit, ready to deliver a tough message to European allies about defense spending.
NATO has not treated us fairly, but I think we'll work something out. We pay far too much, and they pay far too little.
Ahead of his arrival, the president tweeted his frustration, saying in part, many countries in NATO, which we are expected to defend, are not only short of their current commitment of 2%, which is low, but are also delinquent.
We will work it out, and all countries will be happy.
The Trump administration will not meet the court-ordered deadline to reunite children under age 5 with their immigrant parents. ACLU attorney Lee Gilleritt says a federal judge will keep close track of the government's progress.
The judge made crystal clear that these deadlines, in his words, were not aspirational. They are hard deadlines.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Despite the changes going on in the British government, President Trump is said to be looking forward to his visit to London on Friday. John Clemens has more.
President Trump is said to be looking forward to his working visit to London with Prime Minister Theresa May. First, it was David Davis stepping down as Britain's Brexit minister. Then Foreign Minister Boris Johnson resigned, replaced by Jeremy Hunt, who spoke about his new duties.
My principal job at a time of massive importance for our country is to stand four square behind the Prime Minister so that we can get through an agreement with the European Union based on what was agreed by the Cabinet last week.
I'm John Clemens.
Tropical Storm Chris has strengthened into a hurricane as it begins to move away from the East Coast, according to the National Hurricane Center. The center of the storm was located 200 miles east-southeast of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and was moving about 10 miles per hour towards the northeast. Tropical storm force winds extended 90 miles from the center of the storm, and hurricane force winds extended 15 miles. There are no coastal watches or warnings in effect, though the National Hurricane Center said life-threatening swells could reach mid-Atlantic states. On the forecast track, Hurricane Chris was expected to move northeast, well out to sea, away from the U.S. coast, though it could make landfall as a tropical storm Thursday or Friday in Canada. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.